Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to spend this segment, a little bit of the next segment on it, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of the world news. We have the Loose Change crew joining us in the third hour today. We'll open the phones up later in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. This isn't just about confronting Bill Maher screwing up his TV show. He made on his program that's live on HBO every Friday night repeated statements about a 9/11 truth. There's psychotic liars. We're evil. We're crazy. We're bad. There's no questions around 9/11. It's no big deal. None of us have been lied to. And so they took the challenge and they went in there. WeAreChangeLA.org. And they went in there. Nine of them, about five, six of them spoke out. And they split up. And each time security grabbed one of them, another started speaking up. This went on for about 5 minutes. We were talking to Randy, the first to speak out, the first to be arrested. You can see him on video. Then we're going to go to Bruno and Katie, who are also there, and I appreciate them holding, and I appreciate their time. And again, I salute what all of them have done, because this is a phenomenon spreading. This is really hurting the globalists. It's a key chink in the armor, a missing scale on the dragon's belly we need to exploit to the maximum right now in the info war. Because it's free speech. People always heckle on these, quote, live things. So the LAPD got there, I heard, and you were on your belly, and they said, why is he in handcuffs? And they heard your story, and what happened? Tell us what happened.
So as soon as they arrived, they immediately unhandcuffed me and told me to put one hand on my head, and then they took the other one off. I was about to put my other hand on my head, and they said, that's okay, you don't have to do that. And they listened to my concerns. I said, you know, I told the police I feel I was assaulted by a crew member, and actually some of the other people standing around were saying, man, he needs to chill out a little bit. And so the police listened to my concerns. I had heard the guy's name, and I told the police that I believe they located him, and they checked me over for visible injuries, and I said, you know, depending on what happens here, you know, I would consider pressing charges. Well, they gave me their card with the two officers' names and badge numbers, and I was allowed to walk off. And there were producer types standing around out watching this too. So the last thing I said was to someone who looked like one of the uppity ups. I said, "Why don't you have Ed Asner on your show?" And I didn't want to escalate it, so I walked off the lot. And they were.
Well, they should have me on.
Or no, David, absolutely.
Or David Ray Griffin or somebody. Asner's a great guy. We've interviewed him, but he's real conservative about it. But I think he'd step up if he was on the show. Just a great actor, a great mind. I've talked to him many times on the phone. Really friendly fella. As well,
he's been very supportive of us out here in L.A.
Ed Asner would be great for the show. I just don't know with his hips and stuff. But definitely they should get him on the show because he's sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I want to see you on there, Alex.
Well, but Mar probably wouldn't do that. I have this cliche that I'm real aggressive, and I'll say this, I'm not going to be run over. We're going to come back and go to Bruno and Katie and keep you there if you've got the time for a few more minutes. But just in closing for this, any other key points you want to add that you saw or witnessed?
One thing I did think of, when I was on the ground outside and I was the first one out, and I didn't know what was going on in the studio because I couldn't see, and they were taking them out another door. But I heard someone over top of me say, oh, geez, we got six more in there. So security had their hands full.
So they were panicking as they would grab one and another would pop up.
Yeah, they didn't have enough security for this.
Well, people always ask why they haven't killed me yet. It's because there's millions of us. You get one, it creates 10 more. Now, in the case of Iraq, they know that in the case of insurgents, not info warriors, that when they kill one, it makes 10 more. They want to destabilize, so they do that. Pentagon Plan P2OG states that. But here, they don't want that right now. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We have the bully pulpit in Washington, and that means that if we had a domestic agenda and that we realize that we are far behind in our science and NIH and CDC, we'd be able to attack this very bad disease that's attacking us. We'd be able to attack it. So I think it's about domestic priorities, and I think we need to get the CDC working. We need to get the NIH working. Take that money from Iraq, put it in here, and begin to fight that disease so people can live.
See, this is part of the Democrats.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. Like I even... Boy, sometimes here at CBS, I wish the sound wasn't working.
Where are you going?
I didn't even know what that call was saying. Oh. But you know, see, this is the problem sometimes with government. Hey, do we have some security in this building? Or do I have to come over and pick this guy down?
Did you get the fuck out of my building?
Out! 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 Jesus! God!
No, they won't stand Jerry for you, though?
You know, is that right to throw somebody out of a building? I'll kick your ass out of here, too!
What is going on here? What's the issue?
Hey, this isn't the Iowa caucus. Okay? It's not a debate. It's a debate between us. You're in the audience. Audience comes from the Latin to listen. What's going on here?
I was only allowed two guests, so things could be okay after that.
That's right.
Anyway.
Give this phone.
That was what happened in 47, Bill.
That one's not mine.
This is the problem with live television. I guess it gets around that if you're on live, then the nutcases. Yeah, and you are a nutcase, Building 7. Yes. You know what that's all about? Of all the things I've said, and believe me, I've said a lot of things, as you all know, that could get my head on a block. The one that they protest about out here is the people who think that the World Trade Center was a controlled explosion. Yeah, you see, in that instance, I'm actually defending President Bush. I don't think President Bush brought down the World Trade Center. And cows disagree with me. Anyway, I have some good news. One of our generals this week said that we have now eliminated Al-Qaeda in Iraq, who, by the way, goes by the name now AQI. I love
that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's like KFC, you know. AQI. We don't make the bombs that kill the troops. We make the hate that makes the bombs. How come I don't fire my audience department is really the question that's running through my mind.
And there's a little more, but very effective, and it doesn't hurt Marr. That made his ratings go way up. He got AP articles all over the news. Fox, CNN, all carried it. And the fact that people were protesting that there's a 9/11 cover-up, that the government's involved, tens of millions more people heard that. And it's coming out of the woodwork. I mean, I've got big actors calling me who are on the verge of going public. I was talking to another person in Hollywood who's talking to another huge actor who's about to go public. All these, I mean, it is just, and there's all these people speaking out. And the majority of people in polls a year ago, 80%+ think there's a cover-up. 68% believe inside job. I mean, you guys are in trouble. You want to keep calling us the kooks. 90%+ know you killed Kennedy. You got a 10% approval rating in Congress. Jigs up. Jigs up. Jigs up. The public doesn't know exactly what you've been doing, but they know you're criminals. I know you're going to set some nukes off or get us in a World War III, try to smokescreen it. That's just going to make your fall harder. Kind of like Hitler when he was getting in trouble in the West, he turned east and went into Africa. South and east. I mean, okay. Go ahead. Escalate the fall. That you're going to have when they pull that switch and the floor under you drops out. And that's why I feel good. At the end of the day, the bad guys lose, folks, throughout history. Throughout history. Going back to Bruno Brewiler and Katie Kurtzman, and, of course, Randy was the first to get grabbed. Again, I just commend you. We've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. You've got the floor. Any other points you want to make? Anything you witnessed? Are you proud of yourselves? I mean, you should be, because this has been all over national television everywhere, again, highlighting 9/11 truth. Just anything we haven't added or any of the behind-the-scenes things we don't see on camera as they went through the five or six people that spoke out, what Marr did. I mean, try to take us there. You were there, Katie and Bruno. Tell us, and you pop in too, Randy, with anything we haven't covered.
There is something I want to say just real quick. I want to plug an 11/11 event that We Are Change LA has got going on in Santa Monica at 11 a.m. Sunday, 11/11. You can check it out at wearechangela.org. We're going to be doing a march. We're going to be going down 3rd Street. We're going to be doing massive street actions. Bring your DVDs, your flyers, your signs, and yourselves. And that's it for that plug. Bruno, you got anything you want to say about the evening?
I think, you know, people have to realize that it really is an info war, and that one of the most disturbing things about 9/11 for me was realizing that the media is controlled enough that they're not reporting it, no independent investigation. And as far as the Bill Maher show, you know, they come out in front, you know, there's applause signs. Everyone thinks that the live audience is reacting spontaneously. They're not. They're very controlled.
They even have an audience warm-up guy.
Yes, that was Billy Martin. He's the lead writer and co-executive producer, and he's saying, okay, this, you know, you're part, you have to help make this show. You need to laugh. No booing. Don't, you know, if you feel anything negative, keep it to yourself. Just laugh. Laugh, you know, and when we tell you to laugh, laugh. it's like we were in an audience full of sheep, and that's the challenge. It's like there's sheep all around us. I was a sheep once, and I'm really thankful to you, Alex, for even before 9/11, warning everyone about what's going on, and for everyone between you and me that helped wake me up. And it's the best feeling in the world when you realize that you're waking other people up. I mean, even on the street when you're.
That's what life is about. Life is about helping widows and orphans. It's about building things. It's about being guardians if you're strong. It's about nurturing. It's about science. It's about love. It's about passion. It's about honor. It's not about running around with bling like some kind of clown trying to act cool.
Yeah, and what you were saying earlier, Alex, about knowing what you know, how could I not? And that's from the moment I found out about 9/11, you know, I did my normal 2 weeks of not sleeping and researching everything I could find and listening to you reading all the Professor Stephen Jones paper and all of that information that was available at that time about a year and a half ago, the pull inside of me to do something, to wake people up. I can't tell you how many friends I lost. I can't tell you how many friends I've made. And the friends that I made now are real friends.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, that's beautiful, Katie. It's like a love affair with humanity. I mean, I have to say the passion to warn people is even a greater passion than my love for my children. And you know, that's number one in my life when it comes to personal love. But the love of the truth, the love of fighting evil, the love of doing the right thing and standing against corruption, because it's survival. My children don't have a future if we don't win this. That's why it's the main drive. I mean, it's 100 times the drive I ever had as a teenager or a college student pursuing some girl. It is a pull. It is a drive. It is a passion. Go ahead, Katie.
I'm good, Bruno.
I totally agree with you. And I, you know, I challenge Bill Maher to have Richard Gage on his show. And because Richard Gage will bury Bill Maher before he even has time to taste the dirt. It's like, and that's where, you know, we are Change LA, and for this 11/11 event, and the stance we're taking is that we have everything on our side, and we have the facts, the evidence, and the truth is we don't have to try that hard. It's like all the evidence debunks the official story. We don't really have to try that hard, and you see the death. I mean, Bill Maher looks desperate. I mean, he's so desperate to support the official story.
He looks scared. He looks scared.
Yeah. He's got nothing, though. I mean, everything he says is empty, and I think even the most diehard official story supporters can't help but realize there's just nothing there. I mean, it's so easy. Just looking at the evidence for 10 minutes, you start to realize, okay, nothing is adding up here.
And then all the CENTCOM guys and disinfo and TV shows, BBC, History Channel do, is they create straw men. They either go to kooks in our movement and say that's what we all say, or they make stuff up we never said and then debunk the fake arguments.
Right. Did you hear what Bill Maher said about supporting Giuliani? If this is a cross-section of the U.S., boy, he's hoped that Giuliani is president. Now, that really tells you where he's at.
Well, it shows that, I mean, obviously Giuliani, the majority of firefighters, policemen have bought ads and TV ads saying they hate him. He ripped them off. He didn't give them treatment. He wouldn't let them have respirators. He's a coward. He's a liar. He says he bled more than they bled. They hate him. They hate him. I mean, cops were saying, great job in, you know, down the hole, and firemen whenever Luke Radowski confronted them. And we are changing New York. And the New York Times wrote, I mean, you know, that's the point is, he's a total insider, man.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are. I mean, even if they're not insiders, they are, they're, without being able to use the word I want to use, they're wimps. You know, they, the Chris Matthews is, I mean, you watch the show and you see Chris Matthews continually get shriveled up and wrap his arms around himself because he realizes that he's...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. His body language is, I'm scared, I'm freaked out. He's rocking back and forth with his arms crossed, but the fake little Joker smiles there with a like a hyena. Stay there. I want you guys to have a final word on the other side.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, will increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
This song says it all. sending out that SOS. And that's what people are doing all over the world. I don't care if you call yourself InfoWars Chicago, We Are Change Miami, or start your own organization. And by the way, when Bush leaves office, if we're not under World War III and martial law, he's passing the baton to Hillary. If Ron Paul doesn't win, we need to continue, not stop. This is nonpartisan. Both parties are involved in the cover-up. Both parties are involved in government-sponsored terror. I'm going to talk about Ron Paul. Big developments there. We come back in the next segment. Bruno Brewiler, Katie Kurtzman, Randy, tell me just in closing about the two or three other people that went with you and that spoke out and about some of the things they said. And I want to acknowledge them if they want their names out. If they don't, just their first names.
I think Lisa was one of our brave girls, too. She, when Bill Maher said something about these people believe that the Twin Towers were brought down by, he was very careful to say, controlled explosives as opposed to controlled demolition, she screamed out, they were. And then the two girls next to her on either side pointed at her, and she got taken out. But I just wanted to point out how effortless it was. At least it was for me. Randy took the big first step. He gave me my cue. Then I got up and raised holy hell like I was just an innocent bystander, pissed off that they're being mean to a truther, and that I am a truther, and that what about Building 7? And then everything just went on from there. It took very, very little effort, very little planning, very little courage. We just got in there and we did it, and anybody can.
Yeah, you had guts, and guts is enough. You got on the field, and that's half the battle.
Yeah, and once you do it, you realize that you have the upper hand. They're scared of you. And it's just really powerful. And I want to give credit to Peter Thottam, who was the one who was asking about Building 7 right after Katie did, and he was pretty roughed up when he was taken out. And he actually is leading the cause for impeachment at bcimpeach.com.
The LA National Impeachment Center.
Now, we ought to learn from what you guys did. And, again, this is uncoordinated. This is people just out there doing it on their own. That's the most effective attack pattern in the info war. Learn from this. Splitting up's good. Next time when they try to grab the first person, cause a distraction by yelling 9/11's an inside job right before they lay hands on them. That will psychologically generally cause them to hesitate and then become even more flustered. And by the time they focus on you, someone else does it. So, I mean, and I would also scream, Google Operation Northwoods.
Yeah.
Google Operation Northwoods or 9/11's an inside job. Google it. I would give those keywords out because the cable audience, most of them have got internet, and then they're going to go check what you said, and it's a higher conversion rate for conversion to the truth for them to actually see U.S. government documents to carry out the attacks. I mean, that's what I found personally is the challenge to people to go research this for yourself.
Good advice there. Good advice. Thank you so much for having us. I'm just so honored and pleased to meet you, Alex. I just can't even tell you. Hope you'll come out for the 11th. What's the chances we can get you out here on 11/11?
You know, unfortunately, I'm tied down with the release of Loose Change and Final Cut and Endgame. It just so happened they came out together. Loose Change is going to be out earlier in the year. I do what?
Speaking of Endgame, I was there in New York, and I saw the premiere there in New York, and I have to tell everyone that you got the entire audience stood for several minutes giving you a standing ovation. It was really impactful and pretty intense. Endgame is really intense, for sure.
Well, God bless you, my friend. And I want to tell you, thank you, Randy, because it's hard to be the first one on the beaches or going up the hill. And you certainly planted the flag on Bill Maher's head. You've conquered him. I wonder if copycats are going to be popping up. I wonder if we're going to see Bill Maher infiltrated week after week.
Please. I hope so.
And there's other live shows out there, folks. There's other live shows out there.
Oh, yeah, The View could use some help. Boy, there's a ton of live shows that are shown in New York. Just find out.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. That show, I've looked into it. Bill Maher actually goes live. The View, they say it's live, but it's actually like 30 minutes delayed. Well, they started that for Rosie. Some days on Tuesdays and Thursdays it is live. You're right.
So, yeah, find out when it's live, get yourself tickets, get a group, go, just do it.
And if you live in New York, let's say it isn't live the one time you go. Hit them till you get it out there. I salute you. Take care.
All right, we love you.
We love you, too. We love seeing you take action. And almost every major television show in the country, news show, talking about it. That's how the info war is going to be won. Introducing the idea to people's minds that the terror isn't coming from where they say it is. Then they check into our facts and they find out we're telling the truth. We're going to win.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
For global enslavement right here in Austin, Texas, where I broadcast from, deep in the heart of Texas. We'll be showing tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm going to give a speech, show the film, take some questions afterwards. It is almost sold out, but they hold about 20 tickets until the hour before, as you can buy them at the door. We've never turned anybody away. They even put out folding chairs sometimes if needed. But tomorrow night, the next night, still wide open. Half the tickets have been sold for each engagement. So you can walk up to the door and buy tickets today. You can also get them online at Infowars.com. Now, I'm not officially going to be at those events, but everybody's whining and crying about it, so fine, I'll go to them, but I'm just going to give a short speech at the beginning of each one. because I wait through the whole film to do a question and answer. I just never see my family. And I'm trying to get Endgame out. I'm supposed to be on Jeff Rentz's show in two nights, Wednesday night, so I have to be there for that. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on, interviews and things. I got the Loose Change deal coming out. I'm just really busy. I love meeting you, love seeing you. But we're going to be there selling the videos, books. It'll all be there tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. And then I keep saying next week. It's actually the week after that. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll be at that Monday showing as well. But fine. We'll put on the websites that I'm going to be there. In fact, Aaron, I keep forgetting. He's running in. Thank you, my friend. Hey, you know what? Everybody's whining and freaking out. Seriously. I understand. I'd like to see you, too. They want me to be there. So will you just call the Alamo and call Paul and all the webmasters and tell them just put that I'll do an introduction at the next two shows, too, and the next week. And then I'll do the big speech and question and answer at the first showings.
Okay. And all the other showings?
I'm just going to be at all six of them now. I'll just do it. I like seeing people anyways. I just got stuff I got to do. So that is definitely coming up. By the way, if you want to order Endgame on DVD, it's going to ship. We're putting the shipping orders on the 29th. You want to get down to brass tacks. So we're talking about 6 days, ladies and gentlemen, till these suckers ship out to you. And we're talking about 3 days. 3.5 days till you can watch it at prisonplanet.tv. And if you haven't gotten your prisonplanet.tv membership, for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. Go to prisonplanet.tv and get that membership. We've got a really nice, well, two different content distribution networks to stream it out to you. It comes out at 4 times T1 speed, depending on your connection, but that's how fast it will go out. We got it in 3 flash formats, 2 QuickTime, 2 Windows. The QuickTime, frankly, looks even better than Flash. It looks almost DVD quality. It's insanely good. And it's going to be available at midnight Thursday night. Thursday night, Friday morning. So we're talking about the rest of the day, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday. And it's so about 3.5 days. You're going to be able to see Endgame, ladies and gentlemen, in super high quality and burn it to disk and get it out for nonprofit, not for sale, educational purposes to everybody. And I'm asking you to. We rewrite the book here, Internet First, PrisonPlanet.tv, and then DVD shipped out just a couple days after that. Oh, what's the 29th? It's Monday? These suckers are going to be shipping out the 29th to you. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or you can simply call toll-free to order via the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 for the great DVD cover, the film, highest quality, 2-hour, 20-minute film, 40-something minutes of extras. It's got a whole deal, mini film, 18 minutes long, on the La Reconquista, more on Bilderberg and Istanbul, incredible stuff with secret agents following them, trips with machine guns, little wake people up, Rick Perry over there, and then Jimmy Vaughn playing Shackles on Me at Texas Independence Day Rally. Great performance of that, and I appreciate Jimmy letting me put that in the film, so that's the extras. By the way, the extras are just going to be on the DVD for a while. In a couple weeks after the DVD's out, I'm going to put it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's kind of a give and take. The PrisonPlanet.tv members get the film first, but then the DVD buyers get the extras first. But the extras will be up in a few weeks. I'll put it up about 2 weeks from now, about a week after it comes out, up there for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. All right, I know we got Levi, Mike, and many, many others that are holding. For those that just joined us, let me recap some of the top stories and get into some of them that I haven't, and I promise I'm going to get to your calls. Scientists a step closer to steering hurricanes. Scientists have made a breakthrough in man's desire to control the forces of nature, unveiling plans to weaken hurricanes and steer them off course. Does this sound like deja vu to you, listeners? To prevent tragedies such as Hurricane Katrina, the damage done to New Orleans in 2005 has spurred 2 rival teams of climate experts in America and Israel to redouble their efforts to enable people to play God with the weather. Under one scheme, Aircraft would drop soot into near-freezing clouds at the top of a hurricane, causing it to warm up, so reduce wind speeds. Computer simulations of the forces at work in the most violent storms would have shown that even small changes can affect their paths, enabling them to be diverted from major cities. But the hurricane modifiers are fighting more than the weather. Lawyers warn that diverting a hurricane from one city to save life and property would result in multi-billion-dollar lawsuits from towns that bear the brunt instead. Hurricane Katrina caused about $41 billion damage to New Orleans alone. Now, what are they saying in government documents? Oh, only a world government can direct it, and then they'll decide and be given immunity. And under the UN Treaty of the Seas, they'll be able to control all this. Number one, you don't hit the hurricane when it comes into shore. You hit it 500 miles out, and you completely destroy it and have it dump into the ocean. Certified to totally work in 1967, as we broke here 2 years ago with Dr. Ben Livingston, who we're lining back up for the show. This is now in the London Telegraph and other major papers. And they're saying it's just been developed. It was done in the early 60s, 62, 63, 64. They knocked out a whole bunch of hurricanes all around the U.S., mainly off the West Coast, 100% knockout. They could steer them. They could knock them out with just a few dozen aircraft. Now he says he could do it with 7 to 8 aircraft. And they just go in with the little microparticles and put them in there, and it causes the storm to condense and to form into rain droplets, and you kill the 4 to 5 cells that form. It's like as easy as kissing my hand or making a ham sandwich. I mean, it literally is easy. He also ran the weather weapons. I already talked about this the first hour. I'm so excited about it because we said call everybody, force them. Next time there's a hurricane, we got to get it admitted that they can fly in and knock them out. But, of course, they're going to claim liability. But now they at least have to admit all of this Moshe Alamaro of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology told the Sunday Telegraph of his plans. You got to love how 40 years after it was certified and developed 50 years ago by Ben Livingston and the Navy, that they're going to claim MIT and Moji did it. I hate how they suppress technology. Oh, see this B-2? We had it for 20 years. SR-71 in service in 54, and they say it's the fastest plane in 2007. If you believe that, there's something wrong with you. Now, the truth is they can control the weather with even more advanced technologies, not just these ancient technologies. Moshe Alamaro of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, told the Sunday Telegraph that his plans to paint the tops of hurricanes black by scattering carbon particles, either soot or black particles, from the manufacturer of tires, from aircraft flying above the storms, the particles would absorb heat from the sun, leading to changes in the airflows in the storm. No, the sun is blocked out in there. You use classic cloud seeding salts. Let's just go to the experts, okay? I mean, again, I'm so sick of how the media, how dumb. You got to contact Shipman, Tim Shipman at the Telegraph and go, Tim, have you seen PrisonPlanet.com's report from 2 years ago, a year and a half ago? Have you read all the declassified documents? But see, they got to act like this is all new. I guarantee you, Tim Shipman knows all this. Oh, MIT, it says, has invented it. Oh, yes. Oh, MIT, save us. Oh, and then Israel, save us. And it says they need to sign an international treaty with the UN. Oh, it's disgusting. All right, let's just go to your calls. I got all this other news. You already know all that. I'm going to get to it. Oh, where's my call list? Levi, where are you calling me from, Levi?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Okay, welcome, sir.
My story is about me and the military. And some of the things I want to let you know... some of the things that you were saying about the things that's going on in the military, and the people, even the people from other countries that was in the war and stuff like that. My thing is, I'm going to let you know, I was in the Boston Globe newspaper about a story about me. I was in the Marine Corps. I was 17 years old. I had problems with reading and writing and everything, and what happened was the recruiter got me in the Marine Corps. When I got in there, instead of my name being Private Jones, it was Private Dumb. And because of my name was Private Dumb, I was beaten every single day.
Well, he put you in there as Private Dumb as a joke?
No, when I got in there, my name was Private Jones, but then they figured out I have a speech problem because I have aphasia. Bear with me. When I went into the Marine Corps, when they figured out that I was kind of slow and everything else, well, they said, "Oh, you're a dummy." And from there, I had problems. I was beaten. They tried to rape me. They put me in some...
Well, that's because most of the Marine Corps now is La Raza and Bloods and Crips gangbangers. I mean, is that what you found in there?
I was 17 years old, and I was back in 75.
Well, it's been like that for a long time. So when was your story in the Boston Globe?
It was about a soldier who waits 26 years for respect. And the problem was that all the things that happened in there to me in the Marine Corps, I tried to press charges against the Marine Corps at the time when I was in there. And what's happening is that I was fighting ever since then, and now they don't have my records. They said my records was in a fire.
Well, sir, this is a government that will steal $4 trillion and then just say, "We have machine guns, shut up." I mean, there's $4 trillion missing. The pension funds are all gone. Everything's all gone. The whole government's acting like the country isn't going to be here soon. See, that's what's so scary. They're all evacuating. The companies are all leaving. They're sucking everything dry. They're taking everything offshore. And they're just hiring masses of cops and building camps everywhere. I mean, that's not a good sign when all the money's leaving and they're building camps everywhere and putting cops in black ski masks and uniforms. And I just hope the cops wake up and don't go along with it. But now they're hiring aggravated felons to be... the military, then they give them waivers to be cops. I'm not kidding. It's been in the news. You can't make this stuff up. They're hiring illegal aliens as cops. Send me your story. Email me your story to Aaron@InfoWars.com. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest sometime, Levi.
Exactly. There's a reason why I wanted to get on the show to face you and to face the audience. And the reason why is because I had Paul Wellstone dealing with my case. And he was working with me. For some reason, he's gone.
Well, it's all part of a larger picture. He was starting to talk about 9/11 being an inside job. They weren't about to let that happen. Listen, my friend, send me the story. God bless you, Levi. I mean, look, it's par for the course. We need soldiers. We need to have them tough and ready. But 60 years ago, the Marines didn't have a chance about killing children or about, you know, doing all this. They introduced all these skulls and chanting and kill, and it's gotten to be, the military has gotten to be a pretty sick culture. And I remember talking to family who were in the Marines and stuff, and they were back in the 70s, and they would tell them, if I tell you to kill your mother and father, you're going to do it. Yes, sir. You know, it was brainwashing. And shaved heads, no sleep, got to kill your family. I mean, that's Jim Jones. That's hardcore. That's government brainwashing. And, it's been in the mainstream news about Marine Corps chants they've had the last 6-7 years, where they talk about killing American school children. It was in the Pensacola News Journal in 1999, Hobbs Middle School. We had it saved on Infowars.com. And where they, it was in the paper, it said the Marines came in, they lined the kids up, had to put their hands behind their heads. He said, "We're going to kill you now." The children defecated on themselves, as they're trained to do. It's all part of the shock mind control. And the troops said, "Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like." And then afterwards, they gave them candy and toys and said, we're your friends. It was break them down, build them up. It was hardcore, and it was all later came out. It was a Department of Defense mind control experiment on the children. They've since done it all over the country with police and others, screaming, yelling with guns to their heads, not even telling them it's a drill. Teachers fall into convulsions or in catatonic states the rest of their lives, drooling in the corner. They take them. They took one woman out and said, we're not going to kill you in the woods. The teacher, she's a mental patient basically now. I mean, they do it to third graders. They throw fake blood on them to freak them out. They even release stink in the classrooms to give the smell of death. It's all part of hardcore Soviet trained. But by the way, don't be driving along in your car and say it isn't happening. It's happened in Michigan. It's happened in Texas. It's happened in Alabama. It's happened in Ohio. I got it in the takeover. It's been in the news. You hear about it all the time. And the cops will come in for 8 hours with guns to their heads. They'll make them defecate in buckets, part of humiliation. They put them through hardcore brainwashing. I mean, it's right out of the Soviet torture camps. Our government hired all those people, and they're over here running things. That's mainstream news. Again, we're living in the Twilight Zone. Everything I said is true. I know when I say that, I can't believe it, but it's true. What, in one case in Michigan, they marched the elementary students out, blew a part of a bus up. They did that. That's, by the way, I've got that on video. I shot that up in Belton, just south of Temple. But they just blew up two cars in that case. And they have the school kids out. And they told them, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. Which then makes the kids hate homeschoolers. Which also then makes them hate guns. They know what they're doing. We'll come back, talk to Mike and others.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Thank you.
Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
I run a site called 911dude.com, and we met in New York in September, I don't know, in the rainstorm. I don't know if you remember, but not important. When I saw the Paxil remark on Bill's show last week, my first reaction was to cancel my HBO account, and I did. I've gone a week now without it. I had to hear about Friday's episode on YouTube. But I suggest if everybody wants to put the pinch on HBO and turn the screws, that's probably a good thing to do.
Well, I mean, if you individually want to do that, that's fine. But at the same time, I don't want to attack people's speech and just say boycott it. I mean, I personally, I think that we're going to continue to get the info out on our show. We're going to beat him that way. I'm not, you know, saying go out and, I mean, I'm not saying don't call for a boycott. I'm just saying I don't, that's just such a serious thing to do. I think we should boycott things like Fox News because it's purely CENTCOM propaganda.
Yeah, speaking of Fox News, did you happen to catch their coverage of Ron Paul after the debate last night?
Well, I said that I was going to get into Ron Paul. There's been some big developments. I haven't. Go ahead.
Well, one thing, I'll let you talk about that. More importantly, after the Bill Maher incident on Friday, I happened to catch their coverage, and classic disinformation. I don't know if anybody caught this, but they actually referred to Building 7 as Building 17. I don't know if anybody saw that, but I thought it was
really
funny.
Look, they show footage clipped from Independence Day of flying saucers blowing up a building in L.A. They then misname it the Liberty Building, but within 15 seconds of Bush making the announcement, they already had it cut and queued with the fake name he used. It's not called the Liberty Tower. They knew what building he was talking about and had it edited with a flying saucer blowing it up to say terrorists did it.
Right.
I mean, folks, that was scripted with the White House. They're in tandem unison.
Yeah. And one more thing on Bill Maher. I think if not canceling, then at least this. I think his reaction shows the effectiveness of what the We Are Change people did. And anybody listening, you don't have to be a member of their organization. All you got to do is call their phone number and get in the audience, and you can do the exact same thing. Anyway, I'll let you go.
I hear you. I mean, I think boycotting them is okay if we say because you're lying shills, but I wouldn't be because you won't say what we want you to say. I think whenever you start doing that, it starts getting into the First Amendment. And, I mean, frankly, HBO compared to a lot of channels has got some pretty good stuff on it. Three weeks ago, a string of Rupert Murdoch-owned papers in the U.S., Canada, Australia, England said that Ron Paul was fake and had hired a marketing firm and that he didn't really have any support and it was hackers. Now, I mean, that is just insanely ridiculous. I mean, Oliver Austin, his signs are everywhere. I haven't seen anyone else's signs. I've seen hundreds of Ron Paul signs. He has more members on his MySpace than all other candidates in both parties combined. He's raising now what was number three, now number two in the Republican Party. I mean, the guy's, it's incredible. His website is bigger in Alexa ratings than all the other candidates. It's bigger than Hillary's. By tens of thousands of places. Every gauge says he is an incredible dark horse candidate. Las Vegas has him 3-1 now and saying only he can beat Hillary. I mean, he's surging. His trajectory picked up. At the last trajectory a month ago, he would have won the nomination if it was a fair election. I mean, he is on turbo. How does Fox respond? Again, who's behind Hillary? How does Fox respond? Sunday's New York Post blacks out Ron Paul and doesn't even mention that he came in number 3 in a national poll of conservatives. You see? Because they're behind Hillary Clinton. It's all stage, ladies and gentlemen. They are behind her. It's even admitted now that Bush is preparing for her to come in.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.